Lesson 13, No Difference. Barriers often keep people from becoming part of particular groups. How are barriers removed? God reveals to Peter the gospel is for all, and the power of the Holy Spirit is God's gift to everyone who accepts Christ. In our contemporary story, Carl didn't realize the bias and barriers he had built until his daughter brought home a young man she met in college to meet him. Carl met and married the woman of his dreams. When his wife had difficulty getting pregnant, they didn't give up. They prayed. And finally, Carl's wife was pregnant. The pregnancy was tough, though, and Carl's wife spent the last 3 months on bed rest. The birth was very difficult, and during childbirth, Carl's wife went into cardiac arrest and passed away. The doctors were able to save the baby girl. At 39, Carl was a first-time dad of a beautiful baby girl, Christina. Carl had experienced loss before. His mother passed away when he was in high school. When Carl was in college, he learned his father was beaten by a group of men for dating a Caucasian. While his dad survived, he never recovered mentally from the beatdown. When Christina brought home her boyfriend to meet Carl, he was surprised Christina was dating a Caucasian. Carl demanded Christina end the relationship. In the campus ministry, unbeknownst to Carl, Christina had accepted Christ. Christina shared her faith with her dad. That incident occurred 5 years ago. Christina is getting married, and Carl has worked past his racial barrier. Carl, now an associate minister, serves a multiracial congregation and is director of the evangelistic ministry. Reverend Carl shares the gospel with everyone. Reverend Carl shares with his evangelistic team, Jesus came for all people, not one specific group of people. Discussion questions. Discuss when it comes to God. God extends salvation to everyone. There is no difference. 2. Discuss how a believer's own prejudices can be a barrier that hinders the spread of the gospel. 3. How can the church assist believers to break down walls or barriers that traditions and history have erected? 4.